AM 1570 FM 104.5 WYTI Rocky Mount, Virginia. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair with you. It is a Thursday. Yes, it is. 79 degrees your current temperature in Rocky Mount. And we've been talking about R.F. Donovan, Rob and Faith. Let's talk a little bit about them. They are an American country music duo composed of vocalist and songwriters Rob Donovan and Faith Haroldson. The duo started working on their debut Hand in Hand, traveling back and forth from Minneapolis and Nashville to record with Grammy Award-winning musicians, including Brian White, Dolly Parton's tour bassist Steve Mackey, U2's tracking violinist Avery Bright, and renowned Nashville guitarist Jesse Isley. The duo had opened for well-known names in the country community, such as Brother Osborne, Little Texas, and Keith Anderson. Their debut, Hand in Hand, was released last December and reached number 134 on Top Country Albums Downloaded on iTunes and stayed on the top 200. Country duos are unique in the music industry. Two voices have to blend perfectly together, and that combination is often hard to find, even in great singers. Rob and Faith are a very unique duo in such a way that the rough and high lead vocalist and Faith is the lower soft harmony within the two, and this leads to a sound that is new to the genre. I want to say good afternoon to you, Rob and Faith. How in the world are y'all doing today?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving the sunshine.
Awesome. So are we for once here in Minnesota.
You guys are in Minnesota now.
Yep, finally starting to get warm.
Loving it. And of course, the allergies, I'm dealing with those today, so my voice, I might could sing a song today. Heck, I don't know.
You sound great to me.
Tell us a little bit, Rob, Faith, if you would, about how you got into music and who some of your inspirations are.
All right, this is awesome. Well, how we got into music is I actually played hockey at Iowa State University, and a buddy of mine sent me up with a blind date, and it happened to be Faith. And that night we got some pizza, listened to some Luke Bryan, and started singing. And I never played guitar, never sang before, and we're like, this sounds great. the next month I went back to school that September, and I kind of failed my midterm, and I looked at Faith and I go,
uh-oh,
we should do this music thing. And she goes, really? And at that time, she was owning a gym, and we kind of both left our respected spots there, me at school, and she owned a gym, and started this music thing with kind of no background to it at all. Learned guitar on YouTube. She taught me how to sing. She's a great, phenomenal singer, so I'm so glad that she did all that for me. And caught the right bumps, and here we are. And I guess to say our inspirations for me is Dan and Shay, a fairly new country duo, and Faith, what's your
Definitely Dan and Shay, too.
Both liking Dan and Shay.
Yeah. So I guess that's our start.
What about
unusual, but it's
most definitely,
cool.
And it's kind of unique the way you guys met up and then turned this music thing. It's not an easy road, I hear.
Oh no, it definitely has bumps and bruises, but I think we did a good job at staying composed with it. Just keep going.
Tell us a little bit about the latest project.
Latest project we have, we are actually on our Sweet as Honey tour, promoting our single, Tennessee Honey, across the Midwest and U.S., and we actually have stops at Nashville for CMA Fest, and it'll be our first time ever performing at CMA Fest on Broadway Saturday night at Urban Cookhouse.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. You guys are currently on tour, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you got some dates coming up. If someone is listening, I don't know if you have the dates there in front of you, but I'm sure you guys have a website that folks can check you out.
Of course.
Yeah, just rfdonovan.com.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really simple.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you folks, of course, this is probably a rhetorical question, but where would you like to see this go? A career?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely for sure. It's kind of a quick start, but it's definitely been turned into a passion for sure for both of us.
I don't see myself ever doing anything else with my life than music. It's really been like a blessing.
What kind of advice would you give maybe for someone listening, some of the younger people out there, and they're maybe wanting a career in this type of industry, in the music business, but they're not really sure where to go and who to contact? What would you tell those folks?
No, anything's possible. You just got to keep, you know, going through every little bump and bruises, like Rob said. And in this world we live in, the digital age, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff is kind of the new way to do it. So definitely, if you have a passion for singing, just, you know, write your own stuff and then put it out on the web, let people hear it, and, you know, you'll hit the right bumps and along the way, too.
You know, social media definitely is a great platform, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you know, I'm sitting here thinking when I first started radio some 30, 40 years ago, you know, we had vinyl, cassette tapes, and, you know, the internet was just, you know, I remember logging on with my Commodore 64 to AOL, and to look at how it's grown, and, you know, there are some artists out there that are, I guess you would just, that's the way they make it in the industry, is they first become popular on the internet.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I'd say a lot of them, yeah. Especially in the modern era, just they got their music out on social media or just some type of platform, and they were seen, and that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do y'all write music as well?
Yes, we do. Almost every week, we try to come up with a new song. We
really challenge ourselves to try to write one every single week.
Yeah,
yeah, that's, you know, it only takes that one. and most of the time, I've always heard artists tell me that it's the one that you write really quickly. It doesn't take a lot of time. Those are the ones that usually become the biggest hits.
Yeah, it just flows right out. You're like, wow, just, you know, writing it down and just keeps going. You're like, all right.
Yep.
What about some of the older country? When we think about country music, I'm sure you folks probably like all kinds of music. What are some of your older, like the Merle Haggard, the Conway Twitty? Do any of those names ring a bell and stand out to you folks and have inspired you any in what you do today?
Yeah, my parents were born in the 70s, and I listened to that growing up a lot, you know, just riding in the car with them, they were playing all that, and it kind of just shaped my love for country music, and I'm from Iowa, and nobody in Iowa has a southern accent, but somehow I have a southern accent from listening to all of these, you know, people singing country music growing up, and I kind of just acquired it.
That's right.
I'd say Faith has taught me a lot about country music, because I'd be the first one to say that growing up, my parents are a little bit older, but they listened to, like, Elvis Presley and Stevie Wonder and things like that, and that's where I got my inspiration. But when I heard country music and a bit of the older country music that Faith introduced me to, that's where I wanted to go, is country music.
Well, we're so glad that you guys made the choice to do that, because we're the ones that are getting lucky, because we get to listen to the stuff that you guys put out, and it's great. And we certainly want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules this afternoon to talk with us here at our station in Rocky Mount. And if you're ever through the area, we want to put out a standing invitation to drop in and stop in, and no matter what we're doing, we'll stop and put you guys on the air.
Thank you so much, Earl.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
We will definitely do that.
All right, Robin Faith Donovan, RF Donovan, the name of the group.